So let's have a question. Anyone want to raise a hand? Daniel will hand you the mic. Be sure to speak up fairly close to the mic.
Hi, Galex.
Hello.
Hello, Galexis. Oops. I've heard and read from different channeled sources that entities in higher dimensions do not have hierarchies. This would lead me to believe they all have access to the same information. If that is true, how do we reconcile the very different near-future predictions made by different channels? Is it due to multiple realities? One channel has claimed that the reason for the near-future catastrophes is that Gaia has been abused for so long and so bad that a major catastrophe is necessary to save Gaia. How does this correlate to what Galexis says?
All right. Well, we would have to say that you want to select your channels well. Because, yes, all that information is out there, but it's the orientation of the channel that determines which view of the future comes through. You know, there are some people who are just absolutely into conspiracy theory. You know, they have it in for us. You say, and the government is doing this, and the Bilderbergers, and you know, whatever, they're doing this to us. They're taking advantage. They're controlling. They're manipulating. They're destroying. And it doesn't even have to be on this planet. It can be extraterrestrials that are going to do us in, right? Well, if a person has a worldview in which they're powerless, and the future looks scary, and they don't have any idea how it could be different, and they decide to do a little channeling, they'll channel what we call astrals. Okay, astral entities will basically tell you anything you want to hear. They're like cherubs to the ego. Who will tell you anything you want to hear? We've got, because you see, yes, there are multiple realities. There are infinite possibilities. And out of infinite possibilities, how do you select which ones to bring in? Well, whichever ones the one channeling believes is appropriate, or by the limitations of their belief, that will be what is attracted, the astral entity will come and whisper that kind of stuff. Now, there are hierarchies in the astral plane. Astral plane is very similar to physical plane, except just way more intense. A lot of people who get into metaphysics and spirituality like to play in the astral a lot more than to try and to go beyond. But you see, when you go into the astral, it's so intense and so vivid and so extraordinary that most people would think that that's as far as you go. That's where the heaven worlds are, you know, where you go after heaven and you're all happy sitting in this beautiful home on the astral, you know, in heaven. What heaven is, playing your harps and, you know, flying about with angels. But it also has hell in it, which is pretty terrifying and scary. So the astral plane can have everything, wonderful love and absolutely terrifying stuff. So we suggest that you choose a selector channel whose channels are beings who talk about what's beyond that, who encourage you to be empowered, who encourage you to acknowledge your divinity, who encourage you to be successful, to be happy, and to dream new futures. Because, dear ones, the future's it's up to you. There is no, those predictions are all just possibilities. So what's the probability? What's the actuality? It's up to you. So you select the channel that channels those beings that are most in alignment and most in harmony with what you feel and what you believe. Even if you are trying to do the best that you can, that's what's going to happen anyway. You're going to be attracted to whoever it is that is going to tell you what you believe. Thank you. And you can believe anything. It's your free will, your free choice. So that's why all that information is available, because human beings chose, as part of their experience, to have the free will to select from infinite possibility. And indeed, if you were to take a very linear frame of mind, you would see that if you were to take what's going on the planet now and just extend that into the future linearly, it's a pretty scary picture. But you see, you are the one who makes the difference. And if you go to someone who channels beings who talk about other possibilities, other templates for the future, you can then empower yourself to imagine something different. And your imagination matters. Your imagination counts. That's what's going to make the difference. If you notice in the meditation we just did, not only did you experience loving, touching, and healing, but you also yourself loved, touched, and healed. You're not just the recipient. You're a participant. You're a partner. And anyone who says you're weak, you're vulnerable, you're powerless, and terrible things are going to happen is not being very kind to you, not honoring your free will, not honoring your imagination, not honoring the light being that you are. Does that more or less answer it?
Yes.
All right. All right, thank you for that question, dear one. All right, who's next? Tell us when you'd like to break.
Okay.
All right.
15.
All right, good. All right.
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
I was talking to someone I know from the consensus reality today about where I was going this weekend and trying to explain in a simplistic version what I was going to do. And I was talking about going to a workshop.
That's a challenge.
About spirituality. Mm-hmm. And I found myself saying, and then we got into a conversation, well, what do you believe and what do you believe? And I found myself saying, I believe that God, Goddess, wants to give us everything we want. It's a matter of us getting things out of the way to receive them. And it hit me. I've been paying lip service to this for many, many years. And I do believe it. And yet I find myself tripping on that a lot. And I don't know exactly what my question is, but it's...
Well, what are you tripping on? Are you tripping on the idea that God, Goddess, all that is, wants you to have what you want?
No, I'm tripping on my receiving.
Or are you tripping on your ability to receive it? Yes?
I'm completely tripping on my receiving.
All right, yes.
My fear of receiving, my holding on to beliefs that there's still something wrong with me, that I don't deserve it. You know, it's... things that intellectually I work with, but I want to step to a whole new, deeper level of receiving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. That deeper level of receiving requires trust. It requires a willingness to feel safe. Right? Under certain circumstances. Now, we understand in your physical life that there are circumstances that do not feel safe. That can be challenging, perhaps even threatening in one way or another. But when you ask to receive, it is imperative that you trust, that you can expect, that you can feel safe in your request and in the possibility, perhaps even the probability, that you can receive it. Now we're going to go over this, the workshop following this evening. The personal evolution seminar, we're going to go in quite a bit of depth on this one, because this is the sticky wicket for all of you. What about this receiving thing? Why am I not receiving more than I am? You see? But first you've got to trust that there is a certain sense of divine order or divine plan working for you. And you can't do this if you think you're out here alone. That somehow or another you got to pull yourself together, damn it. And make things happen. No. But you've got to be connected to your physical plane. Your motivations and intentions need to be clean. You need to recognize that you would not have gone to all the trouble of having lifetime after lifetime after lifetime and all the sufferings and the struggles and all the illusion and all the crap to be able to manifest your life in this space and time at this particular change on the planet just to not be able to receive diddly squat. You've made arrangements on the other side. All right? And everybody's there. All your spirit helpers are there holding all sorts of great frequencies, resonances, things for you. And you're saying, well, I don't know if I deserve this or not, so maybe I'll have a little bit of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all I can. That's all I can receive. Frankly, receiving is very intense. Receiving is intense because you must be present. If you are present with you, if you like you, if you love you, if you value you, receiving is an intense, joyous experience. But if you're not comfortable with you, and you get very intimate and very present with you to receive, it's like, I don't know if I like me. You're going to put a wall between you and that which you ask for. The common thread of all these times of chaos and crisis is your self-awareness. That's what's going to keep you. Being present with you is going to keep you centered. That's the thread that's going to take you through the craziness, through the changes. And you got to really love you and like you and enjoy you and appreciate you and value you. Mhm. Mhm. It's a big one, huh? Just point your finger at your throat and spin it clockwise, really fast. Kind of get that chakra back in there. That helps a bit. All right. So really, receiving is about self-acceptance. Trust and self-acceptance. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do a little receiving, shall we? I'm sure, you know, every one of you would like to receive a little something. So just close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, no ritual, just pay attention to you paying attention. Where is the center of your attention? You're aware. Where is your awareness? Pay attention to the source of your awareness. Something is aware. That awareness is coming from you. Seek that point of awareness. Sense where it is. Go to it. Go to the point of awareness that is within you. Now, if you have mental chatter going on, just ignore it. Because the mental chatter will say, are you there yet? Or you don't know, I don't know how to do this right. Or whatever it is, just ignore it. It's just all chatter. So listening to that chatter is what gets you into trouble in the first place. Just go to the awareness. It may exist as a point in space-time where you feel closest to your consciousness that you are. Now, I don't expect you to be masters of this technique in the first few seconds. So give yourself a little grace. But just let yourself tune in the best you can to the core center point of your awareness, your consciousness, the best you can. Just let it be. And in that place, you are intimate with yourself. No one is looking at you. You don't need to prove anything, establish anything, achieve anything. You're just being. Being you. A point of light. A spark of consciousness. Recognize this is your divine self in your life. This spark animates your whole illusion, your whole physical plane illusion. And that illusion, that physical plane stuff, the material plane, is all a reflection of you, of your thoughts, of your ideas. So from this place of this center, recognize that you are a spark of consciousness. Just stay as centered with it as you can. You're going to wander around. Come back. Just come back. That's all right. Come back to this point. Don't fret. Don't judge the monkey mind. It's just the way it is. Just choose to come back to this point of light. And in this point of light now, I am a spark of consciousness. I am a particle, a piece of the divine. I am a light being, a reality creator. And this physical plane is this illusion that I've created to reflect back to me when I'm thinking, my ideas. So, you want to receive something? You're a powerful reality creator. How would your reality look? How would your illusion look? When you're looking at it from the reality creator's point of view, it's an illusion. It's easy to have anything. Anything. Do you really want it? You can have it. If you want it for some reason that, you know, that's going to make you look good, or you think you should have it, you know, get rid of that. If you want something because it feels good, because it's fun, because it's a celebration of your creativity, of your love, enables you to experience more of loving, touching, and healing, especially you, loving, touching, and healing you, then it's a good thing. And this physical plane illusion, when you see it as the illusion that it is, it could be anything. So, what do you want to receive? And why? You, as a reality creator, can create it in any number of ways. You can call it in any number of ways. You can say, I request, I command, I choose, and list something that you would like. Do that now. Just list something that you'd like. And from a reality creator's point of view, see how easy it is to imagine the physical plane providing it for you. From this point of view, it's easy. Now practice keeping this point of view in everything that you do in your day, intimate with yourself, loving, touching, healing you. Just feel how possible anything can be. The world is filled with infinite possibilities. Which do you choose? What's in alignment with you? If you receive something and it's not in alignment with your frequencies, you know, then, you know, it'll pass on. If you're in love with yourself, what can you receive? Everything with a resonance of love. That'll stick because it's in alignment with you. Whenever you feel you're not receiving, go to this place and remember who you are. And remember, it's an illusion. Don't take it personally. Don't take it as a judgment. There's really no work to do. It's about having fun being in your conscious self, being you. So let yourself come back now. Let your attention spread to include your whole body, to include your surroundings, so that you can open your eyes and be, what they say, present in the room. So you're present in the illusion. Now, even with your eyes open, just look around the room and just imagine, what if I could see this as an illusion and I don't make it so real and so heavy and so significant? What if I could just see it as an interplay of light and color and vibration? And all these other people as interplays of light and color and vibration. Does that make sense to you, dear one? Yeah. All right. Now we're going to go into much more depth with this over the weekend. But that's a very beautiful question. And thank you, dear one, for asking it. All right, so who would like to ask a question now? I see a hand.
Hi, Alexis. It's Hala.
Hello.
It's been a heavy month. But I'm not going to talk about that because I think you covered a lot of my questions about that with Jesse and before that. I've been working on a project that is not art-based, as I usually am, but it's more about starting a school of wisdom. It's not actually, now it's no longer a school, it's like a, it's called Whole Life Wisdom Seminars in the Middle East. And the first class I'm going to be teaching is on the Enneagram. And I'm going to be teaching it here, hopefully, and also in the Middle East, and then wherever else. And I've been really focusing on studying the Enneagram and diving into its depth and applying it, most importantly, applying it to myself to see how, you know, where my resistance is, the integration, disintegration, all of that. My question is, it's kind of, as I'm throwing out this vision and this dream into my future, I want to know, I mean, sometimes I go, are you dreaming? Yeah, I'm dreaming. Am I going too high? Am I dreaming too, I guess I am dreaming outside my box, and yeah, good for that, good for me for that. But at the same time, sometimes I go, this is going too far, you know, I'm going too far, because I'm writing my website, and I'm like, it's like all this vision and all this stuff is coming up, and it's really expanding who I am, and then I'm thinking, yeah, well, this is what you came to do, so just chill. And yet, at the same time, I'm going, oh my God, can I do it? Can I do it? Will I be able to step up to the plate? Will I be able to stand there and be in dominion? And you know, all of these things that I've worked on for 20 years. And so the question is, A, would you be willing to help me? And B, would...
Like there's any answer other than yes, all right?
Yeah, and B, then, what do I need to move out of my way so this can happen with ease, elegance, and grace? Because this is my motto. Ease, elegance, and grace. All magic. Right. I don't want to struggle this.
All right. Well, it looks like the personal evolution seminar has begun. This is exactly what we're going to be working with over the weekend. First of all, we want to emphasize that when you're doing your dreaming, when you're in the dreaming phase, which is vital right now, and there's an acceleration of it, and you notice how it's picking up its pace and the intensifications are happening and so on and so on, we want to point out that as a dreamer, you have to dream before the consensus dreams, right? And the reason we're saying that is because right now is what we call light chaos. We're going to go into a great deal of more detail of that over the weekend, but this is the light chaos. The light chaos is happening to you, light beings that you are, first wavers, as we call you. And it's happening before the consensus gets hit with it. But what happens during this time is everything that is dark must finish. Finish be letting go. You must let go of that which is ready to be gone. You need to stay in yourself, be centered within yourself, be present with you, Because if you're in your in the present with yourself, that's the common thread that holds you through a chaos, right?
Can I interrupt you for a second there? Could you please elaborate on this being present with yourself a little bit more?
All right. You know that sometimes you go through the day, you have lots of thoughts in your head, right?
Right.
And some of these thoughts are about the past or knee-jerk reactions, automatic reactions to things that are going on, habitual responses. Right. That is essentially like being in your past.
Right.
Then there are other thoughts that are about where you're going, what you're doing, what's going to happen, where are you heading, what are all the stuff about the future, got to do this, got to do that, that's got, oh, and that, oh, yeah, and that, and that. And so there's all lots of stuff about the future, even down to logistical details of where you're going to drive and how long it's going to take and all that kind of stuff. So you've got all these thoughts pulling you to the past, pulling you to the future, pulling you to the past, pulling you to the future. And if you're not staying centered, just as we did in that previous little process, where you go to the center of your conscious, center of your awareness, and be aware that you're aware here and now, in the present, then you can get very scattered and fragmented all over the place. And during the light chaos, it's very important to stay as centered as you can be in the present with you. And the reason for that is that the light chaos is a time of integrating pieces of your light shadow. And these are pieces of your talents, your gifts, your strengths, your powers, your capacities, your creativity, etc., etc., that comes from early in this life where you had to set it aside and you postpone it, or from other lifetimes where you've put it aside waiting for this particular time and space intersection. Mm-hmm. So in order to be available for this high level of self-integration that's going on right now, you need to be present. And so even though you are thinking about the future and so on, you need to be conscious where your thoughts are. Mm-hmm. Are you present physically in your world right here? And it's very important to stay connected physically to your world, because that's where everything happens, is in the physical plane. That's the manifestation orientation, is physical. That's what you're working with, physical. Yeah, you're working with the non-physical and bringing that non-physical into manifestation, but you are that point where the non-physical and the physical meet. Your consciousness is that point of meeting. If you are at that point, you're going to be able to handle the energies moving back and forth between the internal realms and the external. You understand? That's being centered. That's being present. And if you can do that, all of a sudden, all that charge, all that issue, all that worry, all that stress, the fears, the resistances, etc., that are there, all just be manageable. You can look at them, you can deal with them right there, but you got to stay present with it. You got to be intimate with yourself, staying present with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you can do that and practice that on a day-to-day basis, you know, there's a lot of spiritual philosophies and teachings around being present, be here now, you know, the power of now, etc. So it's where all the activity is. That's where all the good, juicy stuff is. Mm-hmm. It's here and now. And so that's where you want to put your attention. Now, if you do have some automatic knee-jerk reactions to things, you need to note them. You need to be conscious and aware of them so that you can stop being knee-jerk, stop automatic responses, and come from choice.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you have to be aware of yourself, you see. That's what we say is enabling you to stay grounded in whatever you are doing. Now, this is a time for dreaming, and you are doing a lot of dreaming. A second thing that you do need to be aware of is the inner personality we call the young adult, or the young adult personality. This is the self, this type of personality, type of self, that you have been in your early 20s, late teens, maybe even to mid, sometimes to late 20s, depending on how, you know, sophisticated and how mature you were at that time. The young adult has this tendency to dream the great dreams. Yeah. However, the young adult cannot pull them off. You see, the young adult thinks they have to pull it off themselves. And so because of that, they install, and this got installed before you reach the age of 30, the inner aspect we call the inner slave driver. Right? And this is the part of you that was continuously telling you that you weren't really quite good enough, you didn't get enough accomplished, you gotta keep going, gotta keep pushing and driving, gotta get on track, gotta stay on track, gotta get da-da-da-da-da and get it done, get it done, get it done. And so if you can be consciously aware of these two inner aspects of yourself, then you can tell that, okay, it's just great to dream, big, big dreams. Go for it. Go for all the big dreams in your dreaming phase. When it comes time to apply, however, say, thank you, young adult. Go have a vacation. All right? Because a young adult can dream huge fantasies, world-level, you know, changes and so on, and gets very spiritually uplifted into it. Oh, yeah, it's going to be, this is what, you know, and gets all up into that fantasy kind of thing. And so, so you want to use that wonderful gift that you've got in you for the imagination part. But when it comes for the actualization, all right, when it comes to looking, okay, now what is doable and what do I want to do in what order and how do I want to do this and so on and so on, that's where it also gets very tricky. You have a tendency to pull in the slave driver.
Absolutely.
And you're going to say, oh, nothing I do is quite enough. I've got to I got to stay on top of that. I got to do that. I got to get that done. Oh, my. And then, you know, and it's all based on being alone doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So when that happens, fire the slave driver. Okay? Because the slave driver is that part of you that is driving you. It's you're never enough. And you'll never be able to finally get to a place to where the slave driver will say, okay, time to have fun now and party, you know? Slave driver never does that. Slave driver's job is to keep cracking the whip on you because you have a plan, says the slave driver. This is a plan. It's plotted out so that you can obtain those manifestations that will make you happy, make you feel good. Make you think that you've gotten there, wherever there is. Mm-hmm. And it's always out somewhere in this indefinite future. Mm-hmm. And you'll never reach it if you get hooked up with the slave driver. When you fire the slave driver, give it a gold watch, retirement party, send it away, all right? Then you can take the positive side of it. Okay? The positive side of the slave driver is your passion. Mm. Your true motivation, your true desire. But your true desire is not oriented towards not being enough or trying to prove that you're enough or trying to achieve great things.
Right.
It's not goal-oriented whatsoever. It's process-oriented,
mm-hmm.
You see. And so your true natural desires, your true motivation, your true ambition, right, is to live in the fullness and the richness of the process towards the ideal, towards the dream, in the present, enjoying every juicy moment of it. We get right back to the present again, right?
Yeah.
You see? So you want to understand these internal parts and how they can sabotage you. Because if you can see that, then when you're getting the big dream, you don't start getting nervous and saying, am I really like going too far over the edge? Is this actually doable? Well, in the dream stage, you don't have to be concerned about that. What happens is when you start to say, okay, how do I apply this? And what's the next step that I want and I desire with my passion to do? For example, for you, it is putting together this seminar on the Enneagram. That's extremely doable, right. You see.
Totally.
You just don't want your slave driver in there, because if your slave driver gets in on your case, then the slave driver, no matter what you do for this workshop, it's not going to be enough preparation. Mm-hmm. It's not going to come across as well as you hoped. You're afraid everybody that is going to be slightly disappointed with it, right? You can get into all sorts of weird twists of thought. So you don't want to go there. You want to do it in love and enjoy and having a really good time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Those are the two things we suggest for you to look at, to watch. Because you see, what's happening in this process, that if you stay too goal-oriented, then you miss the opportunity for some of these talents and gifts and strengths of your light shadow to suddenly pop in. And for you to be able to go into something that's be outside of your usual art focus, into something that's kind of new, it's an expansion of yourself. And this is natural for the light chaos. And it means that you are tapping into certain aspects of your gifts and your strengths that you haven't really been utilizing before. So go for it. Enjoy it. Have a fabulous time with it. And let it unfold in magic. But first of all, and every chance you get, remember to call all of us in. Oh, that's us. That is called Galexis. But there's also... a innumerable host of unseen friends and spirit helpers and all sorts of mentors, masters, guides, all sorts of forces at your disposal. Okay? You don't do this alone. The young adult has that fantasy, but not you. You understand?
Yeah, I've been calling on a lot of help.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so when you do that, and if you stay centered, you'll feel very grounded in the experience. You won't get distracted. You won't get fragmented. You won't get, in a sense, lost, right? You only get lost if you try to stick with linear, goal-oriented behavior. Yeah, you set a kind of a plan, all right? I'm going to do this program in the Middle East, right? But don't plan it like a goal and plot it out. Let it unfold. Let yourself have a lot of grace and magic in this process. And it'll go so much easier. Just what you want. You want the ease. You want the grace. You want the elegance, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't do that until you operate in the function of magic and not in the linear world. Right? That means being present with yourself. When you are present with and intimate with you, you're in magic zone. You can be in the reality zone where you can manifest realities. But if you get out of yourself, you don't have the connections into the material plane. But you have people that you know, and people know other people, and there's magic that can just line right up for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And you can see so much magic that's happening. Now, some people don't trust the magic. And that's why we're saying, you know, the workshop has begun, because we're going to do a lot of work with trust.
Yeah.
To create, because we see the foundation, the new template of the new reality, based on power, freedom, love, and safety, trust. And safety trust is a sticky wicket for most people. You have a clear idea about freedom. You felt some of it. Hey, that's great. You have a sense of power, taking your power back and being powerful. You have a connection with love. But when you get down to that safety and trust thing, it's kind of tricky. It takes practice. It takes being present. It takes allowing yourself to open, to receive. It takes being filled with the presence of all your friends. Together, you will do it. Trusting the plan, not the young adult's plan or the slave driver plan, which is a linear plotted path with material manifestations as the markers of whether you're on the path or not. But it's a path of spiritual unfoldment, an intangible path that's filled with lots of joy and flow and magic and that kind of thing. And so as you're on that path, if you can trust that you have set it up, You set it up before you even came into this life that you're going to get this path, you're going to get this flow happening. And your destiny is now and you're feeling it. The call has been made. You're being pulled.
Totally.
You're not pushing. That's a slave driver. You're being pulled. Yeah. You see? And as you allow yourself to be pulled by the master plan, the spiritual plan that you and your higher self figured out before you came here in this lifetime, and that's in total alignment with all that your spirit helpers and you have been working on, okay, then you're going to find it moving much more swiftly, much more easily. But it's going to be intense, a ride. You've noticed that the intensity picked up, didn't you? Did all of you notice intensity pick up recently?
Yeah.
Past few months, it's just getting more and more intense. You know, there's all this acceleration, and that's the light chaos. And you got to do it. You got to get through this light chaos. It's your emergence time. This is your moving out of the chaos. You're moving up and out with your visions and your dreams.
What I'm noticing is that the emotions are super intense and not necessarily that bright and cheery, but what's happening is that I'm moving out of it a lot faster. So mm-hmm. I'm going in there and going really deep, but then the movement out is way faster than it normally is. So there's mm-hmm. a sense of transmutation of that energy that's
right.
happening.
And notice why it's so much faster. It's because you are not judging yourself.
Yeah, I'm staying right with it.
Yeah, you're staying present.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a powerful reality creator. Okay? You're using as feedback, not as a judgment.
And sometimes judgment, believe me.
Well, of course.
I'm going there too.
Yeah, but there's come a time where you won't have that anymore. Can you imagine what that's going to be like?
Yeah.
Without any judgments in your head?
Lovely.
Without any fear of judgments from outside of you in the world?
That's the new world in my head. Yeah.
That's a world of safety, trust.
Well-being.
Yeah. And well-being, absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm. But you're headed in that direction. And as you can see, the acceleration is happening, so you move out of it faster.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you move into it faster, too.
That's
right.
But
you move out of it faster.
That's right.
Right? Because when you're in the light chaos, if you haven't finished your dark chaos, it's got to show up. It's got to come to a head. Bang, get rid of that stuff.
Yep.
All right?
Seen that.
We're going to go deep on that over the next couple of days.
Okay.
Right? But for right now, how about let's do a little clearing?
Okay.
Okay? So if everybody just, you know, relax a little bit, get comfortable, close your eyes, pull that curtain of privacy around you. If you remember the previous time, go to that point of consciousness, that center, the center of being. And just go sit in your center. Now, for some of you, you feel that it actually has a location, like your third eye or your heart, or maybe it's in some kind of indefinite point of space-time. But wherever that is, go sit there as if you're the Buddha sitting in meditation right there. And that all your thoughts and feelings and ideas, all those images and sensings, just float just through. They're just a stream. Nothing sticks. Let some judgments float through. Yeah, call up your favorite judgments that you make of yourself. Call up all those exhortations that your slave driver gives you to do it faster, better, more. And all the worries that it may not be enough, even so. All the doubts of yourself, all the worries, all the fears, just call them in, and just then when they come in, just let them just trot along and go on out. Let yourself experience being unattached to the negative stuff. And what's the worst negative stuff that you have beat yourself up with? What's the worst thing that you can say about yourself? Bring that up and just let it trot on by too. Recognize as a light being that that stuff is not congruent with who you are, and therefore it will not stick. It will just float on through. Now bring up some really beautiful light stuff, some beautiful loving and light stuff, positive things about you, beautiful inspirations and positive expectations for your future. And feel them come in. Now, they're going to trot by too, but they're going to leave a residue. Because that residue, which is a vibration, a frequency of lightness, is congruent with who you are. So let all the thoughts themselves wander by. All the concepts and ideas. Some of these are positive judgments. They have a certain amount of limitation too, but there's more positivity in them. Let them just trot on by. But feel that there's been a nice little leftover, a little vibration of happiness, lightness, a little freedom. Because you're a powerful reality creator who loves yourself. So there's a little zing, a little lift to the love, to the power, to the freedom, the lightness. And feel that every time that you do this, you feel just a little safer in your world. A bit more relaxed with being present and being who you are. Now see if you can just be without any thoughts, ideas, beliefs, or chatter. See if you can sit in the silence. Oh yes, monkey mind will send some stuff in. Just ignore it. Don't even just watch it trot away. Just put your attention back to center, wherever that is for you. Just silence. Nothing. Emptiness. The void. And then kind of notice that as you're there, there's an undercurrent of bliss. Floating in the void. Just being you. It's rather a very light, blissful state of being. Without thought. Without mood. And it's almost as if the air is thick with love. Because when you're here, you can feel the support of hundreds or thousands of light beings who love you. You do love yourself. And to what extent you acknowledge it, you can also allow yourself to receive that and a little more from those who love you around you. And now when you think about your life, the past, the present, the future, you are in the eternal present. You can begin to start getting the glimpses of the trust how it's going to all unfold beautifully, magically, as you say, easily, elegantly, and harmoniously. You just stay in the bliss, and what you will attract, like that famous law of attraction, will be more bliss. And you're going to take this essential energy of the bliss of you, integrate it into your life, apply it in everything that you do, so that you will attract to yourself fascinating, interesting, loving people. And anything that you attract to yourself or that shows up that seems to be unpleasant, ugly, challenging, stressful, tense, is simply your universe telling you, here's the place where you tend to give your power away. Here's the place where you tend to lose your freedom, forget to love yourself, and lose the trust. It's just going to be a reminder. Make a choice right now. So if you have felt that you have been at any way powerless, make a choice right now. Make a choice for power, the power of choice. By making that choice, you are in your power. Make your choice for freedom, to be you. You don't have to exist or work within anyone else's system of order. Make a choice to love yourself and value yourself. Even if sometimes you don't really believe it, make a choice anyway. And finally, make a choice to work with your reality, your universe, as a loving, supportive friend, rather than an antagonist or someone resistant to you, so that you can trust that your relationship with your world can be harmonious and fun. And you can trust that you will enjoy yourself, that you will not sabotage yourself, but give yourself more success at whatever pace and in whatever manner and whatever circumstance appeals to you. And you've made these four choices, and it is done. Let yourself return now. Expand your awareness out of that point. Come back to include your surroundings in your awareness, your body in your awareness. So you open your eyes. There, that wasn't too difficult now, was it? That was fun, wasn't it? Didn't that feel good?
Yes.
You can do this any time. And now when you look at your project, dear one, you can see, you will see how many, what parts of it are really feasible and fun, what parts of it you don't want to do, what parts of it you do want to do, and maybe new ideas will flood in. Maybe a new direction will show up. You don't know. Give yourself the opportunity to play, all right?
Okay. Right. Deal.
That's great. All right. Okay. Thank you, dear one, for that
thank you,
wonderful question. All right.